Our numbers are super strong this year, Fred. We're actually up, I would say, close to 75% over last year's number for box, and we're really trending the same for the field lacrosse side, the girls' field lacrosse side as well. And something we're really excited this year in Owen Sound is we're actually having a boys' field program with a couple of teams being submitted as well. So we haven't had that in a few years, so we're pretty excited with that.
Is there an explanation why you've had an upswing in registration? Is it simply pandemic post, or is there more to it than that?
I think a little bit of it is, you know, coming out of pandemic. The other thing we did this year as well is we ran a few try programs at Keble Sarawak School back in February and March, which was really helpful. We've got a full executive team this year that has really gotten our message out on social media and through the different hockey programs in the area as well. So I think a kind of combination of the three of those things have really helped us.
We're with Dwight Bryant, who's the president of Owen Sound Minor Lacrosse. You talked about both box and field. What are the age brackets that you offer in the two disciplines?
Yeah, so we go as young as in our tri programs and stuff like that, as young as around 3 years old and up. So up to around U22, and U22 is kind of where we need some help with right now.
What are you looking for with your U22 program, Dwight?
We're looking for registrations. We're kind of up against it here. We have a zone schedule meeting coming up next Sunday. And we really are looking for some registrations for the U22 team, which is from 2002 to around 2006. We'd really love to floor a team this year and really get some of those registration numbers up.
What are your numbers at for U22, and what do you need to see happen to have a team on the floor?
For sure. We're between 6 and 10 players right now, and we'd love to see that number get up around 15. So if we could get 5 to 6 more players registered, that would be our ultimate goal here.
Is the challenge simply with the older group that you would have guys away at school or players away at school? You would have players that also have jobs that might be morphing into full-time jobs?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely have been in contact with the Junior B Club, and that's kind of what the feedback they're telling us as well, is that those numbers should come up with players coming back from school. And, you know, job commitments of that age group as well is something we're running into. But, there'll be one game a week by the looks of it, plus a couple practice times or one practice time. So hopefully that the time commitment shouldn't be too big for them. But for sure, we'd love to see a team work this year in Owen Sound.
And at that age group, I don't think there's a better way to stay in shape.
Exactly.
Dwight Bryant is our guest, president of Owen Sound Minor Lacrosse. Last couple of questions. If somebody wants more information or somebody wants to register or participate with your U22s especially, how do they go about it?
Yeah, for sure. They can go onto our website at osml.ca and look for the box registration button there and click on that, and we'll take you to the registration website. Or if they have any other questions or feedback, they can reach out to us on Facebook, and we have Facebook Messenger, which our team, executive team and volunteers are always there to answer some questions.
And I know there is a difference between minor lacrosse and the Junior B program, but it's a nice connection and a nice feeder team and whatnot. With the Junior B set to start their exhibition on Saturday, how excited are you with your programs on the horizon?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we want to continue pushing this U22 registration, is to work in conjunction with the Junior Bs and, you know, hopefully some of those Junior B teams and players with our U22 programs and our lower programs. We just want to continue to grow the sport in Owen Sound and see people stay and play in Owen Sound for a long time.
Dwight, thanks for this. All the best, and give us a call whenever you need something pushed or promoted with minor lacrosse.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Red.